The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
It's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Glad to have you along with us this morning. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. And coming up this morning, you don't want to miss out on this, right around 8:20, I'm going to be giving you a chance to win tickets to the Darlington Bojangles Southern 500. We got some Darlington trivia for you, so you don't want to miss out on that. Again, that is the Bojangles Southern 500 at 8:20 this morning. We are still watching some disturbances going on in the Atlantic. We want to remind you we are in the middle of hurricane season, and we want to make sure you're ready for it. You can download the WTMA Hurricane Preparedness Guide from WTMA.com. It's free, and it's got a lot of life-saving information. Brought to you in part by Property Casualty Insurers Association of America, Jeff Cook Real Estate in East Bay Deli. So get that hurricane guide right now at WTMA.com. Horror yesterday in Barcelona, Spain, as an ISIS terrorist drove a van down a busy street there in Barcelona. 13 people were killed. 80 people were injured. Here's an American eyewitness talking about what happened.
I heard everybody scream to my left, and I look over. I kind of see, you know, all the pedestrians kind of part in two, you know, some coming and running and screaming in my direction, the rest in the opposite direction. And then I heard a car that was obviously driving very, very fast. It sounded like whoever was driving was flooring it and going as fast as they could in kind of a zigzag motion straight down the Ramblas, obviously targeting whatever was in his path. And I saw it plow into, you know, the merchants, the pedestrians. I saw people flying over the vehicle, just flying, you know, all around the vehicle. And it was just a really, really horrific scene of you know, immediate carnage.
And it was, of course, absolutely horrible what happened in Barcelona yesterday. Now, the Clemson men's basketball team was in the area, but all of them are okay, and they're expected to be back home today. Now, immediately, being the responsible journalist that they are over at CNN, immediately people tried to draw some corollary between what happened in Barcelona and what happened in Charlottesville.
5 days apart, you have a white supremacists in Charlottesville use a vehicle to kill, and here you have attackers, at least following the modus operandi of terrorists, using vehicles apparently to kill as well. And it's that those shared tactics that should be alarming.
Yeah, and there will be questions about copycats. There will be questions if what happened in Barcelona was at all a copycat version of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, even though there may be different characters, different political ambitions. They use the same killing device, a vehicle going at high speed into a large group of pedestrians.
So immediately Wolf Blitzer tries to make some kind of a connection between what happened in Barcelona and what happened in Charlottesville. I guess he's just completely forgotten about the car attacks in England, forgot about those, forgot about the big truck attack, the lorry driving into that Christmas market in Nice, France, forgot about the one in Germany, forgot about the one at Ohio State, forgot about all of the other car attacks that ISIS has performed in this country. But they want to try to link this in some way to President Trump. That's their mission. That is their goal. And I think it's completely irresponsible for people like Wolf Blitzer to even same thing. Well, this obviously happened. We have to wonder if this happened because of what happened in Charlottesville. Well, apparently, now that the facts are coming in, CNN, this has been a planned attack for a while. A couple of days ago, there was a house there in near Barcelona that blew up. It go boom. And initially, they thought it was a gas leak, a gas explosion. Well, now come to find out that they've gone in and they've seen that this place is looks like it was being it was a home being used to manufacture bombs that were using liquid propane And somebody apparently did something that they weren't supposed to do and blew up the whole operation, thankfully. Because now we're hearing that this van, the whole plan may have been to pack this thing with explosives and these homemade bombs, drive them into that market, and cause a lot greater carnage than actually happened. So Wolf Blitzer are extremely irresponsible in making these allegations or even these insinuations until all of the facts were in.
Now, here's more of the TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
The eclipse weekend is here. Oh, boy. Everybody's getting ready for this. But what's the weather going to be like? Let's go and talk with Josh Marthers from Storm Team 2 right now. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Absolutely fantastic. First of all, let's talk about this oppressive heat we've had for the past couple of days. It has been dangerous out there, buddy.
It's been nasty. I mean, Charlie, you know, here's the problem. You know it's going to be a nasty day when you're walking out your front door at 3:15 in the morning to head to work, and you grab the doorknob to close the door, and it's wet.
Right, yeah.
And it hasn't been raining.
That's right. That's right. You just go, oh. You can feel, I mean, it is like it's like a wet blanket gets thrown over you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we had a heat index this morning in the low to mid-90s along Highway 17.
Wow.
At 3 a.m. And just nasty. And we're going to see that probably 100 to 105 by noontime. 105 to 110 through the afternoon is what it'll feel like. No official heat advisory from the National Weather Service today. They have some criteria that they have to reach for that to happen. But I can tell you, typically when the heat index is 105 or higher, that's when you can start to have some heat exhaustion and heat illness issues.
Sure.
And it can get away from you before you know it. So just take it easy.
All right. So what about Monday? Everybody's excited about the eclipse. What's the weather going to be like on Monday? Are you going to break our hearts?
I have never seen such a focus in my entire life on a three-hour window of time and on the possibility of there being one cloud.
Right, yeah.
I mean, this cracks me up, but it is a serious thing, though, at the same time, because we've got a lot of people in town, a lot of people coming to Charleston. And Charlie, my concern is that a lot of folks don't understand what it's like here in August.
Yeah.
I mean, on August 21st, the typical August 21st has a less than 40% chance of it being clear.
Mm.
So 20 to 40% of the time, that's when you get a clear sky.
Right.
The rest of the time, you're going to have clouds. And it looks like we're going to have about a 50 to 60% of the sky will probably have cloud cover in it during the afternoon next Monday. And that's typical. That's what we see. We just don't think about it because we see the sunshine. But this particular day on Monday is so important because we're actually going to be looking where the sun is in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of the time in the afternoon, the sun is blocked by clouds, but there's enough clear sky for us to see the sunlight come through.
Right.
So we'll just see. But at this point, I don't think it's going to be a washout. I don't think we're going to have to worry about that by any means. But there will be some scattered storms around. It's just going to be a typical August afternoon.
Yeah. Typical for us. So we got about a 50-50 shot of actually seeing this thing. Is that what you're saying?
I think you're gonna be able to see the dim switch essentially, which is what it's gonna look like starting at about 1:15. It's gonna be like somebody took a dimmer and started that, and then we go with the totality around 46, give or take a minute or two, depending on where you are, and then that's the moment where we just have to hope that there's not a cloud sitting right over the sun.
Right, right where you are. So it's basically where you are is gonna be the big difference.
That's
there.
Right.
All right, Josh. Appreciate
right,
it, buddy. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Getting ready to hit the air.
All right.
I got to go get on TV.
You go get on TV, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you in just a couple of hours.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Good morning. It's 20 minutes until 8 o'clock on The Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com. Don't forget, coming up at 8:22. Right around 8:22 this morning, we're going to be giving you a chance to win tickets to the Bojangles Southern 500. Got a little Darlington trivia question for you this morning, so be aware of that. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning, where everybody's getting ready for the eclipse coming up on Monday. That's going to be exciting. But like, you know, we just talked to Josh Marthers. It's really going to be an average August day here in the low country. So you could be out in Somerville at you know, right there in your front lawn, got your lawn chair out, got your little, you know, your big gulp there with you, and you got your eclipse glasses on and you're ready to watch this thing, and there could be a cloud right between you and the sun. Meanwhile, you know, over in North Charleston, you got a clear shot of it. So it's going to be one of those hit and miss days. Let's head out west of the Ashley right now and talk to Charles. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to shed some light on stuff. I'm a 38 African American Republican for the first time. You know, because I voted on policy,
right?
Not the person. But I wanted to shed some light on this topic with these statues and things. This is nothing more than a chance for spotlight, fame, attention, and some control by some of these black organizations. Those statues, to me, first of all, I didn't even know, half of them I didn't even know what they were or
right.
who they were, and there's a lot of people who really don't. But they're mere figures they're just mere figures frozen in time, displaying where we came from, not where we are right now, and they're certainly not glorifying. Most of these statues were up way before a lot of people were even born. So, the fact that these organizations spend more time worrying about those statues than they are the black-on-black crime, it disgusts me, and it makes me sick to my stomach, because we got other things that we could be worrying about
mm-hmm.
trying to take down statues. What's going to be next? I mean, are they going to want to shut down Middleton Place?
Right.
What about the money? What about our dollar bill? George Washington is on that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're spending that. You got that in your pocket carrying around every day. So if you really was worrying about the slaves and the disrespect, then you don't have a problem when you're spending your nickels and your dimes and everything else. So I just think it's just something to where they can try to gain some ground and some attention and get focused on themselves. And again, I'm black.
You right.
know? I'm black.
Yeah.
So you can't say this is a racist thing. Or anything like that, because those statues, we're not hurt. We're not hurt by those statues.
Right. Now, I thought you said something, Charles, that I thought was very pertinent here. It's not where we are now.
Right.
It's not where we are now. And you're exactly right. We are beyond slavery. We are beyond the Civil War. We're beyond the Confederacy. But we've still got that in our history.
Right.
And I don't understand why people want to do away with history. You know, people always are screaming about public art this and public art that. These are indeed works of art. And I thought the president was right when he said, you know, we would be removing a lot of great works of art that we have here. And you're right, Charles. You're absolutely right.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't there a Denmark Vesey statue?
There is a Denmark Vesey statue,
well,
yeah.
Nobody's calling for that. This
right.
guy, he wanted to kill. He wanted to kill whites, you know. I mean, I understand, you know, some of this stuff, where they're coming from,
mm-hmm.
but they're overlooking the main fact. The main fact is Charleston, South Carolina, and South Carolina as a whole is completely different than some of these states when it came to handling, like, really major events and major situations. We didn't have these major riots and all these kind of things going on. We handle things way different, and I just believe that... you know, that's nothing that we should be concerned about with these statues and things.
There you go.
That's pretty much all I wanted to say.
Well, Charles, I think you said it all right there. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much.
WTMA. It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
Good morning. It's 8 minutes until 8 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA. WTMA.com. Let's head to Mount Pleasant this morning and talk to Reed. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, hey, I'm fine. I was thinking about Venezuela and then how much red tape and stuff there is out in the liberal states like California. And if
right.
you want evidence that it doesn't work, just look at the eclipse. I mean, we're getting 100% of the eclipse here in this conservative state of South Carolina. And out in California, they're only getting 80%. I think it's because of all that I think it's because all that red tape and
that's right.
They got out there.
Oh, the eclipse had to fill out way too many forms to be in California. It was cost prohibitive for the eclipse to join those folks there. So you're right.
Exactly.
You're right. All right, buddy. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Speaking of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger had a message for Donald Trump. Listen closely to what he has to say here. Listen closely to what he has to say about President Trump. And I'll point this out to you if you miss it. Here we go.
There are not two sides to bigotry. The only way to beat the loud and angry voices of hate is to meet them with louder and more reasonable voices. And that includes you, President Trump. You have a moral responsibility to send an unequivocal message that you won't stand for hate and racism. Have a message to the neo-Nazis. Your heroes are losers. You're supporting a lost cause. And believe me, I know the original Nazis. I was born in Austria in 1947, shortly after the Second World War. And growing up, I was surrounded by broken men. Men who came home from the war filled with shrapnels and guilt. Men who were misled into a losing ideology. And I can tell you that these ghosts that you idolize spent the rest of their lives living in shame. And right now, they're resting in hell. Let's all commit right now to leaving the terrible ghosts of the past in the trash heap of history.
So didn't President Trump come out and say there's no room for white supremacists and no room for the KKK and no room for these hate groups in this country? Didn't he come out to say that? Of course he did. Yes, he did. He did that. Probably until he was orange in the face, he did that. So for Schwarzenegger is trying again to claim the limelight for himself. And that's what we're seeing all over right now. All of these people that are out there trying to grab the limelight. These people that are calling for these monuments to come down, they're trying to grab the limelight. I just wonder if we would be where we are right now, if people would be calling for these monuments to come down. I wonder if we would be there if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency back in November. Do you think we would have all of this uproar, all of this tumult is only because of one reason only. Donald J. Trump won the presidency, and they've got to try to find something to hang on Donald Trump. Now, the whole Russian investigation, that didn't pan out. They've been investigating that for almost a little over 11 months now, still nothing. Robert Mueller's top investigator has quit the team. It's a big nothing burger. So that didn't work. The hacking thing, we're finding out now there are some experts at the NSA saying that the DNC computers were not hacked into, that this was actually a leak. It came from a quote-unquote local source and not international hacking. So that didn't work out for them. So now they got to hang some sort of... the specter of racism on the president. And it's just not the truth. He has condemned these people. He's condemned these people for a long, long time. You know, I had this bonehead Cat Temp on the specialist on Fox News. Well, if David Duke likes what you're doing, then maybe you ought to rethink what you're doing. All right, well, Cat, what if David Duke liked The Specialist? Would you change what you were doing because David Duke liked it? What if you had a white nationalist being a big fan of your show? Would you then change your show because that person liked what you had to say? So I think they're putting a heck of a lot of weight on what David Duke says. This guy, he's insignificant. And they're trying to make him significant again. All for the purpose of making the president look bad. Now, if you go down to, the Miami Herald, which is not a conservative newspaper whatsoever, they posted an opinion piece yesterday. Here's the headlines. Trump got it right. In Charlottesville, both sides were itching for a fight. And I said that right when this thing happened. Both of these groups came out and started a fight. White nationalists, the KKK, were they right? No, not in the least. The Antifa movement that showed up? No, they were wrong. Absolutely. Let's listen again real quickly to what Arnold Schwarzenegger had to say.
There are not two sides to bigotry. The only way to beat the loud and angry voices of hate is to meet them with louder and more reasonable voices.
Louder and more reasonable voices. You are exactly right, Arnold. You are exactly right. Reasonable voices. When you start meeting people with, in any way, shape, or form with violence because of what they believe, now you've crossed into a whole new area. We cannot, as Americans, deny someone their freedom of speech, no matter how wacky or crazy or whatever it is. You have that right. And the moment you raise your hands to these people and start committing violence, guess what? Now you're the bad guy. And this guy, this bonehead that drove his car through and killed that lady and injured so many others, he's a murderer, period.
The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
Eclipse weekend is here. We're going to have a lot of people in town over the weekend. They're saying about a million people. Somebody was, and I don't like to correct people on Facebook. Go ahead and say what you want to. Somebody said, we're going to have 2 million people in Charleston this weekend. No.
I don't think so.
No, we're not going to have 2 million people in Charleston. We may have a million people visiting South Carolina this weekend, but it's certainly not a million people in Charleston. For us, it's going to be, I mean, just imagine, what, Seawe, maybe Spoleto or something like that. One of the big, the Cooper River Bridge Run. That whole weekend, because remember, we got the Cooper River Bridge Run. We've got the Volvo Cup, Volvo out at Volvo Car Stadium, the tennis tournament.
Yep.
And we've got the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, all on that one weekend. So I think we'll be able to handle the traffic that we have here in Charleston this coming weekend, but we are ready for the solar eclipse.
This Monday, it's the total eclipse of the sun. But don't miss the literal star of the show all this weekend. It's the sun's spectacular eclipse pre-show. See the sunrise, see the sunset, and depending where you live in the U.S., don't miss hundreds of total eclipses by clouds. Each one putting on its own unique show of sun blockage. And be on the lookout for the special guest, the moon, getting into place for the big block on Monday. The moon will even stay late into the evenings for additional showings. And just like Taylor Swift, you're going to want to grab a piece of that moon. Photo ops available all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday. Sun, moon, no glasses needed, and it's free. This weekend's pre-show to Monday's total eclipse of the sun. Don't miss it.
Yes, it's going to get dark for 1 minute and 48 seconds here in Charleston. Chris is out in Somerville. Chris, what about the eclipse? You excited about it?
Yeah, actually I am. I mean, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm on, actually planning on taking a boat out Monday and just chilling out in the river.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, I just figured, you know, because I kind of want to see what the effect on the tide's going to be, if any.
That'll be interesting to see. I don't know if anybody's really been talking too much about the effect on the tide, but definitely let us know next week.
Oh, absolutely. But I do got a question. Now, I thought I heard it on this station that DOT said that the traffic Monday will be like that of a hurricane evacuation. Am I wrong on that?
No, you might be right. It's just one of those things that we're going to have to wait and see, because I know we've got friends coming into town, and they were like, because, you know, they don't live here and they don't understand what the traffic's like. They were like, hey, if it looks like it's going to be cloudy, why don't we hit the road and go try to find some place that isn't cloudy?
Yeah.
And I thought we're going to have to check the DOT cameras on that. But it could be. I mean, we could have a lot of traffic coming in.
That's the only reason I'm not going to work Monday is because of the traffic, to be honest with you. If it wasn't the traffic, I'd go in, step outside my shop during the eclipse, check it out, and then go back to work. But
right.
I don't feel like dealing with hours trying to get to my shop and hours trying to get home. I'm just I'm not into that.
So. Yeah, it could potentially be a mess. I know that Trooper Bob was saying that if you're going to go watch the eclipse somewhere, you need to go early and just plan to stay.
Exactly, exactly. Well, like, I got a boat landing right next to my neighborhood, so I'm in, I'm out. So I'm
oh,
not
good for you.
That. And I just figured, you know, hey, you know, take the day off, enjoy the water. And truly, I want to see, you know, if there is an effect that you can actually see on the water. I think that'd be pretty cool if there was.
Absolutely. That'll be awesome, buddy. You let us know about that, Chris.
All right. I'll be your scientific reporter for the day.
I appreciate it. Thank you. You'll be our science correspondent. Thank you, Chris. Now, the weather on Monday, 87 for a high. We've got about a 60% chance of rain. And you can certainly imagine with 87 for a high, the heat index is going to be up there pretty good, depending on the humidity. So please understand that while you are there to see an event that is happening with the sun is also going to be your enemy that day because you're going to be out there. It's going to be hot. You're going to be easily get dehydrated. And the biggest thing for us is you need to find a place you can get some air conditioning and a bathroom.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people are going to go out, you know, maybe about 2 o'clock in the afternoon to kind of see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to wait outside for about 10 minutes and they're going to go, this is too hot. I'm going to go inside and watch it on TV.
Watch it on TV. And you'll be able to do that because NASA is actually going to be broadcasting the eclipse from the College of Charleston.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. So, yeah, it's going to be actually the entire eclipse. Where it starts, the moon starts to traverse the face of the sun, and until it's over, I think that's going to be about 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be a four-hour deal. But the actual totality is going to be about a minute and 43, minute 48 seconds. They get a little over 2 minutes up in Columbia. So, but in any case, it's going to be a fantastic event. Our only hope is that, you know, our big hope is that the, you know, the clouds stay away and you'll be able to see this thing because it's going to be pretty, really, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
And you know, Charlie, this is going from west to east, so
yeah.
There's going to be, you're going to check your social media, like your Facebook and Instagram, mm-hmm. and you're going to see people's reaction to it already, including their pictures, although somebody could post a picture of the eclipse someplace else in the world, you wouldn't even know if it was different.
Right.
I think probably by the time it gets here, it might even be sort of anticlimactic to some folks.
Because you've already seen it.
Yeah.
And they've already posted the video of it and all of that.
Like we said yesterday, I think a lot of people, and I guess I'm being a little pessimistic about the whole thing, or maybe realistic, people are going to say on Monday afternoon, what was that all about?
Yeah, that was much ado about nothing, but...
It's like watching the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Kentucky Derby only lasts about, you know, 2 minutes.
Yeah, and then it's over with, so...
Yeah, but you talk to the people in Louisville, Kentucky, man... They're celebrating the Kentucky Derby, you know, 2 weeks out.
Oh, yeah. They're getting ready for the upcoming Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see, and hopefully it'll be a nice day for the eclipse.
Hurricane season is here, and 1250 WTMA wants to make sure you're ready. Download the WTMA Hurricane Preparedness Guide from WTMA.com. It's free, and it's full of life-saving information. Brought to you in part by Jeff Cook Real Estate. Now, the TMA Morning Show continues with Charlie James.
It's 23 minutes past 8 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA. All right, we have got some, we got your chance to win tickets to the Bojangles Southern 500. Right now, we're going to take caller number 7 at 556-1250. That's 556-1250. We'll start with caller number 7, and I've got a Southern 500 trivia question for you. If you answer it right, you're going to win a pair of tickets to the Xfinity race on September the 2nd at Darlington, and you'll be qualified to win a great weekend family experience prize pack that includes 4 packs to qualifying, the Xfinity race, the pre-race concert, the Bojangles Southern 500, and they're going to throw in a tailgate meal package there from Bojangles. So 556-1250 is the number. We'll start with caller number 7. If you can answer this, simple, easy. Well, maybe not today. We've got a trivia question for you, and it's multiple choice, so you got a good chance at that. All right, so let's go to the phones right now. And, John, do we have caller number 7 here just yet? Let's go to right here we go. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
Steve.
All right, Steve, are you ready to answer a trivia question about the Southern 500?
I'll give it a shot.
All right, here we go. Who won the first Southern 500? Was it Jimmy Mance, Fireball Roberts, Red Byron, or Lee Petty?
Fireball Roberts.
Nope, nope, not Fireball Roberts. Appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Hey, who's this?
Or Lee Petty.
Oh, I'm sorry. Turn your radio down a little bit.
Fireball Roberts.
Turn your little, turn that radio down. Good morning. Yeah, who's this?
Steve again.
All right. A different Steve?
Yeah, it's a different Steve.
Okay. Who won the first Southern 500? Johnny Mance, Fireball Roberts, Red Byron, or Lee Petty?
I have no freaking idea. Let's go with A.
Johnny Mance?
Yeah.
You are exactly right. Yes, sir. Johnny Mance won the first Southern 500. Congratulations. Good guess. Well, you just picked yourself up a pair of tickets to the Xfinity race there at Darlington, and now you're qualified for that great Bojangles Southern 500 experience, man. Congratulations. Good job.
Thank you.
So I thought, you know, like everybody was saying, I thought either everybody would guess Fireball Roberts or Lee Petty.
Well, those names come to mind.
Right, exactly right. They're the most notable names. So appreciate it, buddy. Going to put you on hold, and John Quincy is going to get some information from you. We got more of these prize packs to give away coming up on Monday. So very cool, very cool. Fireball Roberts is one of those names that has been really associated with the Southern 500 up there at Darlington. But do you know how he got his name, Fireball? Do you know? Maybe that'll be a trivia question for next week. We'll put that in. All right, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250 if you would like to chime in on anything that's going on. Everybody is calling it. What do you think about Mayor Tecklenburg's compromise agreement with some of these statues here in Charleston, the Confederate statues? He's saying that you put up an amended plaque there, like, you know, John C. Calhoun was a slave owner who advocated slavery and all of that, kind of showing the dark side of some of these statues. I would like to know a little bit more about it. I would like to know where the wording on these amended plaques is going to come from. I would like to know who's going to write them. I would like to see who's going to approve them before they get put up, because remember, these are American veterans. Now, in 1901, the United States government officially declared that Confederate veterans, alive and dead, were American soldiers, and they gave them all the rights and all the benefits that belonged to American soldiers, which means they got pensions. They got everything that the folks that were fighting for the Union got. And my grandfather, like I told you a little bit earlier this morning, my grandfather, I've got a copy of his Confederate pension application. And he was, you know, you had to list a whole lot of stuff there. You had to have somebody sign it for you. And the guy that witnessed it and all of that, stating that he knew my great-great-grandfather. And it was just kind of interesting to see. He joined up in Pawleys Island and was injured in the spine. That's all it said there on the application at the Battle of Trevilians. So, interesting. Interesting. These are American soldiers, including Robert E. Lee, including Stonewall Jackson, including that soldier that they pulled down up in Durham, North Carolina. And we're seeing more and more of these statues about to come down. Real quick, let's go to Joe in North Charleston. What do you think, Joe?
I think it was the perfect middle of the road excuse. Just like this man has proven to be. He'll ride the middle of an issue and just feel the political climate out and go with the easiest path. And if he wants to write, he keeps saying the full history, the
right.
Full history. Well, we're going to have to get a plaque the size of Daniel Island that, you know, to explain everything.
Right.
And, you know, to explain each monument.
But are we going to do the same thing, Joe? Are we going to do the same thing with the statue of Denmark Vesey?
Well, that was the first thing that I thought of was what's going to happen with that, because that is a conundrum for everybody.
Yeah, are we going to put on that statue of Denmark Vesey that he called for the killing of every man, white man, right, woman, and child in Charleston?
Right, and, you know, there were some wrongs done to that man, but at the same time, you know, you're right, he organized what would have been the largest slave revolt. You know, Tecklenburg is just a magician at staying perfectly in the middle and waiting to see. And, you know, he mentioned it also that under the confines, I don't know if anybody caught that, but he said under the confines of what we're allowed to do, mm-hmm, under the confines of what, you know, what we're governed by or whatever. And I wonder if he was referring to the Monument Act or that Protected
The Antiquities Act.
Right.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, you know, to see, because
that may have meant that he could, you know, that he was 100% in favor of tearing everything down except for that.
Except for the Antiquities Act. That is an interesting question, because we got a lot of folks here in Charleston that are calling for the repeal of the Antiquities Act, which protects these monuments. Joe, I appreciate you calling in.
1250 WTMA. The TMA Morning Show with Charlie James.
There's going to be horrible traffic on Saturday and Sunday. Not directly because of the eclipse, but because Krispy Kreme is going to be offering, for the first time ever, a fully glazed chocolate donut. You know how they have the normal glaze, that sugar glaze that they pour. Have you ever seen them do that, where they've just got this wall of that sugar glaze pouring down, and the donuts pass under through it, and they're all bathed in that glorious...
It's like a waterfall.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're going to turn that into a big chocolate one, and they're going to pass that thing. Oh, boy, that looks good. So, you know, I mean, they give away a free donut over there on Savannah Highway, and traffic is backed up for a mile. I can't imagine these things. I remember when they were giving away for their 80th birthday, you buy one dozen original glaze, then you get another one for 80 cents.
Yeah.
And the traffic was lined up then. I'm sure it's going to be the same way. The absolute same way. As everybody's getting ready for the eclipse. I tried one of those Reese's Peanut Butter Cups donuts, and you did too, John.
Yep.
I wasn't all that impressed.
It was good.
It was good. As a standalone donut, it was good, but it wasn't what I expected. I mean, I would have rather just had a regular glazed donut and two Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and for only 20 more calories. Yes, I did the research. I looked all into it. But hopefully this thing is going to be good, because I like the ones that are, you know, the one with the chocolate, you know, they're glazed and then they dip it in chocolate, mm-hmm, a little bit. Oh, those are fantastic.
Yep.
And speaking of that, it's Friday. We usually get donuts on Friday, so we'll see if that happens. I got to stay away from those things, though.
No, not going to happen. The person who gets the donuts is on vacation.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right. Well, no donuts today.
Nope.
Unless the sales department decides to bring some in. Hello, Mariana. So, anyway, it's going to be fantastic. The eclipse is going to be on Monday. Be very, very careful. I'm seeing all kinds of stories there. This one person wrote, as an optometrist, I want to express concerns that I have about the solar eclipse on Monday, August 21st. There are serious risks associated with viewing solar eclipses directly, even with the use of solar-filtered glasses. Everyone should keep in mind, if they or their children are considering this, we have to keep in mind that some people will encounter the inability to control every aspect of this exercise. For instance, true solar eclipse glasses are made for adults, not to fit children well, and should not be used without direct parental supervision. If the solar glasses filter do not filter out 100% of the harmful rays, if they are not used absolutely perfectly, or if there is a manufacturer defect in any of them, this will result in permanent and irreversible vision loss for any eye exposed. Just like sunburn to the skin, the effects are not felt or noticed immediately. I have a great fear that I will have patients in my office on Tuesday who woke up with hazy, blurry vision that I cannot fix. It is a huge risk to watch the eclipse, even with the use of solar glasses. There is no absolutely safe way to do it other than on television. Now, we know we had Dr. Dorsey on the other day. He built that very inexpensive solar viewer, solar eclipse viewer. You can go online and check that out. Only cost you a few bucks to make. You might have all the materials right there in your house to view it, but please be safe when you are watching this thing. The only time that that NASA says it is safe to look directly at this eclipse is during totality. And that is when the sun is the moon is completely covering the sun. But my thing is, your timing's got to be pretty darn good with this thing if you're going to watch the whole thing. Because just a few seconds before and a few seconds after, if your timing's not right, you could do yourself some serious damage. So I'm going to take it pretty safe this weekend on Monday, at least in looking at the sun. Now, I did get some of those solar, the eclipse sunglasses. And if you can see anything, if you take them out, do a little experiment today. If you can see anything through those glasses other than the sun, then you need to just toss them right in the trash. I was at News 2 a couple of weeks ago, and I wore my my eclipse glasses there on the studio with those very bright television lights. I couldn't even see those lights through those glasses. So if you can see anything but the sun through those glasses, you need to toss them. They are not going to be doing you any good. Coming up in a little bit later on this morning, we're going to be talking with the Lowcountry Stargazers. They're going to hold their annual meeting, and we're going to be talking about this eclipse, how you can watch it, and how you can watch it with them. So that's going to be really, really interesting to see. We're going to have a bunch of nerds in here talking about the eclipse, which is cool. I like nerds. They're awesome. All right, 556-1250 is the number to be on the program this morning. That's 556-1250. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about the removal of Confederate statues. There was another one. They're preparing to move one in Tampa, which is kind of surprising to me because the Tampa area is a very conservative area of Florida. And they're talking about moving a statue down there. Down in New Orleans, somebody spray-painted "Take It Down" on a statue down there. Unfortunately, it wasn't a Confederate statue. It was a statue of Joan of Arc. So maybe you ought to go and do a little history research before you start calling for statues to come down. And then in Chicago, somebody burned a statue of Abraham Lincoln. And there are folks out there that are saying, hey, listen, Lincoln was no big fan of slaves. Let's go to Tim real quick in Mount Pleasant. This is interesting. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Great, man. I tell you, this whole thing is it's getting disturbing. You know, The FBI is failing us. They have failed us for quite some time. They did not do prosecutions during the Obama administration. It should have been done. And now we have organized, paid protesters doing violence. You know what? Hey, man, the KKK, I'm not nothing good about them.
Right.
They didn't break the law.
Yeah.
The thugs that came in with the shields and the bats and the helmets, They broke the law first. They were the first ones that they started the violence. Had people been in that crowd with weapons, it would have been a whole lot worse. And the FBI should be...
But that's the thing, Tim. There were people in that crowd with weapons, and none of them were used.
Oh, wow. The FBI should be tracking these people down, finding out who's paying them and who's organizing this stuff and prosecuting them.
Yeah, well, we told you that there are those rent-a-crowds out there that they have. I appreciate you calling in. I think it's called Crowds on Demand, crowdsondemand.com, where they were looking for actors and photographers to go to some of these protests. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. And what are they going to do about Marion Square? You know, it's named after Francis Marion.
It's Charlie James on 1250 WTMA.
It's about 8 minutes until 9 o'clock on the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA. WTMA.com as this morning just goes flying by. Lynn, I see you on hold. David, I'll get to you in just a second. But right now I want to go out to Stephanie. She's out in Lansing. Stephanie, you got hypnotized.
I did.
What
I did.
The heck? What were you trying to, you know, were you smoking, wanted to lose weight, or you wanted it was Krispy Kreme donuts or something like that? You wanted
lose
to
lose weight.
Okay. All right. So you went and you got hypnotized.
To get away from the cravings.
Right. So how'd that work?
We Well, you go, it's a two-hour seminar. It was John Morgan. I heard it on the radio, actually.
Right.
And after you spoke about, I was trying to make up my mind, but after you spoke about that day that you'd been dieting and then you went out and really overdid it that night and felt like crap the next day.
Yeah, I remember that.
That made up my mind to go, and my husband and I both went.
Oh.
And we sat there for 2 hours, you know, and well, and after an hour, they had a break. And then he told us to look at our watch. He explained a lot of things and how it works and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told us to look at our watch. And then I guess I was a little more tired than I thought I was because my husband told me I started snoring.
Oh, my.
But everybody was really awake through it. He just relaxed you so much, and it was 35 minutes that he hypnotized you.
Wow.
And then, I mean, I've lost 3 pounds since Tuesday. No cravings whatsoever.
That's awesome. Good for you.
No cravings.
So you highly recommend it.
I really do. I really do. It was very interesting, and it was $59.95, and mm-hmm. you get a receipt and a booklet. And then any time that he comes, or you can go wherever he's at, and it's free to get in if you just show him your receipt. You can go back any time.
Right.
But you can buy a DVD that you listen to so many times, and it relaxes you, and it just kind of reconfirms
it reinforces
what you're
it.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And also, he explains about some vitamins and stuff and how it works and how the sugar and what the sugar does to your body and everything. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you were totally right. Without the sugar, your body just feels really
good.
You feel
so much better. You feel so much better.
I usually drank Sprite all the time. I always carried a bottle of Sprite with me.
I
haven't touched one in 3 days.
Well, good for you, Stephanie. I'm glad it worked out for you. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Yeah, Monday had a little celebration, 5th anniversary of the Black Fedora Comedy Mystery Theater. And, man, I really overdid it. I had the macaroni and cheese and the corn casserole, and then I had, coconut pie. And when I got home, I felt like I was drunk. I told Sheila, I said, I feel like I'm drunk. The next day I woke up, felt like I was hungover. I just don't feel good when I eat sugar and stuff like that. All right, let's go to David out on John's Island real quick. Lynn, you are next. David, what's up?
Yeah, not much. I was wondering, maybe I missed it, but with this eclipse thing, what makes it more dangerous to look at the sun during the eclipse than any other time?
Well, you should never look directly at the sun. However,
right.
when the and it's kind of hard to explain. We got some folks coming in. Maybe they can tell us. But when it starts to get into the totality, when the moon starts to block out the sun, you would be able to hold your stare a little longer than you would normally if you look at the sun. You know, you look at the sun and you're blinking and you can't look at it long.
Right.
You would be able to look at it longer because there's not as much, brightness, we'll say. But those rays are still going to be there, and you could be lured into a false sense of security, sort of, so to speak.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
I understand. Yep.
So,
I understand it perfectly.
Well, there you go. All right. David, I appreciate it. I hope I explained that to you as well as I could. Lynn is in North Charleston. How are you, Lynn?
Hey, great, Charlie. How are you doing?
Doing good. It's Friday.
Yes, it is.
What's up?
I'm calling to offer assistance to people, anyone out there that is offended by the people on their bills and their currency.
Right.
I would like to help them eliminate those out of their life. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So if you take a look at any of your bills, your dollar bills, your $50 bills, your 20s, anyone's offended by that, please let me know and I will remove them.
Okay, there you go. So you would be happy to be a drop-off point for anybody that was offended by their currency. They could just take them to you and you'll take care of them.
Yes. And
you are so sweet.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
Thank
what a great public service.
I'm telling you what, she is doing folks out there a favor. Lynn,
am,
you are
I
awesome.
Am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anytime I can help.
We appreciate it, Lynn. 556-1250 is the number to be on the program. And there are people, it's getting to that extreme where now we are going to hear that, you got to remove Washington from the dollar bill because he was a slave owner. Well, what about Francis Marion? and Marion Square. I've been reading a little bit this morning about the history of Marion Square. Did you know the Calhoun Monument? This is the second one we've had there. No, you did not know that. Well, yep, we had the first one, and it was put up, but the people of Charleston did not like it. They weren't crazy about the way it looked. So ultimately, that got done away with, and they sold it for scrap. And now they have put up the one that's there now. Originally, it was going to be there. A restroom was going to be there in Marion Square for it. Did you know this? That back in 2003, Wendell Gilyard proposed banning sunbathing at Marion Square. Yeah, Wendell Gilyard said no more sunbathing at Marion Square because he said that this girls gone wild type of attitude has caught a hold all across the country, and we don't want it to get to that point. He proposed a lot of people didn't support him, but he said he claimed that exposing churchgoers and families to sunbathing was wrong and that sunbathing students might attract stalkers to the area. All right, there you go. So it's a fascinating history of Marion Square, but Francis Marion was a slave owner. He was indeed a slave owner, the Swamp Fox. He also led a huge uprising or a campaign against the Cherokee Indians. So I'm just wondering how long it's going to be before people start calling for Marion Square to be renamed. The Francis Marion Hotel. Well, you guys got to change your name right now. We're going to get rid of that. We're going to get all of that to...
And what about the forest?
Yeah, man, Francis Marion National Forest. What about that? Well, what was that lady's name? Who was Mrs. Cunningham on Happy Days? Marion somebody? Well, she got to change her name. You can't watch Happy Days anymore.